Today she is Masechta Ksubas Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Yud Amar Aleph, the top of Amud Itmar. Itmar says the Gemara we learned Amar Rav Nachman Amashmu Mashim Rav Shim Ben Elazar Chachamim Tikalam Lebnais Yisrael. Chazal instituted on behalf of Jewish women that they should get a Ksuba. And as we're going to be learning often in our Masechta, the reason Chazal instituted a Ksuba is because Kadesh Lo Teik Halab Enav Lo Tziyah. The Chazal wanted that it should not be simple for somebody to be able to divorce his wife. Chacham Tikalam Lebnais Yisrael, L'psula, a psula haksub is Masayim, while Amana, a woman who was previously married, Mana. V'heim Heminua, and continues the Gemara to teach us, they trusted the husband that Shem Omar, as we discussed extensively in our previous shiur, Shem Omar pasa basuach matzasi, that if the husband says that she was not a psula neman, then she's trusted. There's a big machlokes rishonim. In most ksubas, there's the actual ksuba, which we just learned is masayim, 200 zuz by a psula and a mono by an almono. And in most ksubas, there is also a toisus ksuba that the husband adds extra. And the machloikus rishonim, that when Al Gemara is saying that the husband namonis is that he's trusted, what does that mean that he's trusted as far as the ksuba is concerned? Is it only on the actual ksuba, or is it also on the toisus ksuba? Is the toisus ksuba considered something that he's always going to have to pay, even if he's trusted? Or is the Taisus Ksuba considered traveling together with the Ksuba? And if he's Neman on the Ksuba, he's Neman on the Taisus Ksuba as well. The question that many discuss is that Al Gemara is seemingly saying that the mitzvah of Ksuba, the din of a Ksuba, is a din the Rabbanim. The interesting thing is that ksuba in the lashon, in the wording of the ksuba, it says kesa zuzei ma'asen the chazi lechim midaraisa, that the husband in the ksuba is obligating himself to pay his wife the ksuba, and he says the chazi lechim midaraisa that I'm obligated to give to you midaraisa. From here, it seems that the ksuba is a chiv deraisa. So the Ramah in Evan Ezer, Simon Samach Vav Sif Vav says, the minig is to write that, the custom is to write those words in the ksuba, even though the halacha is that the chiv of ksuba is midaraisa. There are menhagim, I saw in certain Sephardi communities, that we don't write the words midaraisa, because the ksuba, the chiv ksuba, is not a chiv deraisa, and therefore it's inappropriate to write these words. I did see that a number of halachas, that the reason the word midaraisa is added in the ksuba is because the type of money that we're obligated to give is kesef tsuri. It's the kesef that's mentioned in the Torah, which is kesef tsuri. So midaraisa is not really referring to the obligation. The obligation is not a chiyuv deraisa. The deraisa is referring to the type of money that has to be used. But since, as we just said, that the minig is that we write the chazi l'chama deraisa, but since it's not mechuyev midaraisa, the chiyuv, if one did not write the word midaraisa, the ksuba would still be considered a valid ksuba. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach to this question. He says, even though our Gemara is teaching us that the chiv ksuba is a chiv the rabbanon, he says what that means to say is not to say that the entire chiv of ksuba is not a chiv deraisa. The Chasam Sofer suggests that certainly the obligation for a husband to give a wife a ksuba is a chiv deraisa. What the Gemara means to say here is that when it says the raisa, that obligation is a chiv d'oraisa. What the Gemara means to say here is the amount of money that's given, as we just said, the 200 zuz by a psula, the 100 zuz by an almana, that's the amount that's midrabbanan. But the actual basic chiv is a chiv d'oraisa. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, it's most understandable why it says in the Ksuba d'oraisa. Ask the Gemara, but now we need to understand. If the halacha is that a husband could just make a claim, Pesach Pesuach, and by making that claim, his wife will lose her entitlement to the Ksuba, so ask the Gemara, if he's just going to be able to say it, then, and he could make her lose a ksuba. The whole purpose of the ksuba, asked the Gemara, as we said, is to protect the wife. But if the husband can make this claim and automatically be believed, so then how have we protected the wife? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Chazaka in Adam Tarek Besuda Mafsida. Chazal were certain that nobody's going to go through the bother of making a wedding and then afterwards say, well, Pesach Pesuach. If you didn't want to marry her, then you shouldn't have married her. The fact that you married her is clearly indication that you wanted to marry her. And since you wanted to marry her, you wouldn't have bothered making the wedding, etc., then it's clearly an indication that that when you're saying Pesach Pesuach, then it's true. However, if that's the case, many Rishonim point out that would be only the case if the husband paid for the wedding. So in a case where the husband paid for the wedding, that's why we believe him, because he wouldn't have made the wedding if he didn't want to marry her. But why would be the halacha if the girl's side paid for the wedding? So then we don't have this consideration that chazaka ein adam tarek besuda mafsida, because he didn't make the wedding. He doesn't take any loss by making this wedding. And therefore, many Rishonim say under those circumstances, he perhaps would not be believed to say Pesach, Pesuach, Matzasi, because we don't have this concept of Ein Adam Terech Besuda Mafsida. And therefore, I saw that the minig, that in many communities, perhaps most communities, is that the kalas side makes the wedding. The reason that minig became the minig is for this reason. Chazal wanted that if the husband comes in with this type of a claim, we should not believe him. How did Chazal achieve that? The way Chazal were able to achieve that is by him not paying for the wedding, and therefore we don't have the concept of Ein Adam Terech Besuda Mafsida. Tana, says the Gemara, Tana, we have learned that the husband is believed. Tana, Hoyel Knas Chachamahu, says the Gemara, since the Ksuba, we'll talk about this in a moment, since the Ksuba is a Knas Chachamim, like Tigba, the halacha is that she cannot collect the Ksuba element as a boris. We know the Gemara often in Shas talks about different grades of property. Zaburius is the worst type of property. Baininess is average, and Idius is the best. So the Gemara is saying that since the Ksuba, and of course the Gemara is going to ask, what does it mean when it says a Knas Chachamim, but since it's only Knas Chachamim, the halacha is that you only connect from Zaburius. So ask the Gemara immediately, Knasa, how are we considering it a Knas? My Knasa, where a Knas means a punishment, a fine. Where is there a fine? Where is there a punishment? Says the Gemara, Al-Aimah, what was meant to say was, Hoyavata Knas Chachamahu, the entire concept of ksuba is only midrabanan, and therefore, since it's only midrabanan, like tigba elam and zaburius. So the important point to make here is, in the amount that the ksuba is worth, the 200 zuz that we spoke about by psula, the mana by almana, it doesn't make a difference if you're getting it from zaburius or you're getting it from baininess or you're getting it from idus. In all situations, it's the same amount. The only difference is that how do you collect it? Do you collect it from better property? And the difference between better property and weaker property is that better property is easier to sell. So if somebody gets in an obligation, somebody's paid off with better property, that's why they could easier sell the property that they received. If they got more inferior quality property, it won't be so easy for them to sell it. But as far as the halacha is concerned, it doesn't really make a very significant difference, because on the both cases, they're going to get, and the all cases, they're going to get the same value. Says the Gemara. So till now we've been learning that ksuba is a chiyuv d'rabbanim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ksuba si shimon ha-toyrihi. The chiyuv of a ksuba is a chiyuv d'raisa, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment from where he takes that. So the Rishonim discuss, if we establish that the chiyuv ksuba is a chiyuv d'raisa, so when a woman is paid out of ksuba, from where does she collect it? Does she collect it from idyas, or does she collect it from bainness? So, Pasha Pshat, the Rishonim say, the Ritva says this, she should collect it from idyas. The reason being that whenever there's an obligation which is mandated midaraisa, those obligations are paid from the idyas. But the Rashba says that even though we're learning now, according to Shimon, that the chiv ksuba is a chiv deraisa, she only collects ksuba from bainness. And so too is the opinion of Tosfos. And the reason they explain is because Chazal were anxious that people should want to get married, the men should want to get married. And if the halacha will be that when a man marries a woman, he's going to have to obligate his idyas, he's going to have to obligate his best property towards the ksuba, people are not going to want to get married. And in order to avoid that, that's why Chazal established that that the ksuba, even it's a chiv deraisa, should be collected from the beinonis. Ask the Gemara, Omi Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Hochi. Is it indeed the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that the chiv ksuba is medaraisa v'tanya? The Torah speaks about a case where somebody seduced a nara, and he had relations with her, and the father of this girl does not want to have his daughter marry this man. So the Torah says in that case, Kesav Yishkal Kamaya Psulas, the knas that this man has to pay is the amount that's paid for a psula. She Zeh, the amount that has to be paid under this circumstances, should be equal to the Maya Psulas. Maya Psulas, and the other hand we learned, Maya Psulas Kazeh, the amount that's given as a ksuba to a psula is the same amount that's given as the fine to a mafata. From here, Chazal have established the ksuba sishim in the Torah. So the Rambam points out that the fact that the Torah says that mikan samchu, isn't that an indication that it's the Rabbanon? So the Rambam answers that even what the Gemara means to say is that even for one can make an argument that it's not a chiv deraisa, based on the psukim, what mikan samchu means that they knew as a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the chiv ksuba is a chiv, and therefore is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's a chiv deraisa. So even if the pasuk is not 100% proof that it's deraisa, mikan samchu it's deraisa because of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, the ksuba sisha enim ediri tayra ediri seifrim. So here we clearly see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it's not a chiv deraisa. So the question is, how could we have said that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the ksuba is a deraisa? Answers the Gemara, epoch. We have to reverse the opinion. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to hold that the ksuba is a deraisa in this braisa, and Rabbanan will hold it's the Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, or my chaz is the afchas basraisa, epoch kamaisa. It's clear that we have to reverse opinions. But why do we have to reverse the opinion in this way and say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that holds it's the Raisa and the Rabbanan hold it's a Chiv the Rabbanan? Why don't we say that we reverse the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to hold it's the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan is going to hold it's the Raisa? Answers the Gemara, Da Shemino, Rav Shimon Gamliel, we heard explicitly in another place that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the Ksuvas Ishim Deraisa, the Tanya, the Tanan. The Mishnah discusses a situation where a man married a woman in a place called Kaputkia, but he divorced her in Eretz Yisrael. So now the question is, what type of currency does he pay? Does he pay with the Eretz Yisrael money, which was not as valuable? And again, as we said earlier in the shiur, the amount is always the same. The question is, in what type of currency do you pay? Apparently, the currency in Kaputkia was a more valuable currency. It was a currency that people were more anxious to work with than the currency in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Noisim Emor is Kaputkia. Because what's the machlokes? Tana Kama holds that Ksuba is the Rabbanon. And since he holds that Ksuba is the Rabbanon, so we don't make the man pay with the better currency. He could pay with that Yisrael currency. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamaliel holds that the Chiyuv Ksuba is the Raisa. Since he holds that the Chiyuv Ksuba is the Raisa, we make him pay with the better currency, the Kaputka currency. So here we have again a Raya that Rav Shimon Gamaliel holds that Ksuba is a Raisa. Vibay Seima. Another way to understand the Braisa is that Kula Rav Shimon Gamaliel. The entire Braisa is Rav Shimon Gamaliel, the Chsurim HaChsura Ketani. And this is the way the Braisa is teaching us. Because the Torah says the words, Kesav Yishkel Kamaya Psulas, we learn from there that the Chiv Ksuba is a Chiv de Raisa. Ksuba is Amona, but the Chiv Ksuba by Amona is Einam Adivari Torah, Elam Adivari Seifrim. In other words, even if we're going to say that the Chiv Ksuba by a Psul is a Chiv Deraisa, there is no disagreement. Everybody agrees that the Chiv Ksuba by an Amon is mid the Rabbanon. Shem Gamliel Oimer, Ksubas Amona, and of the Vitaire of the Recipherim. So when he was speaking about Ksuba being mid the Rabbanon, he was speaking about Chiv Ksuba by Amona. And therefore, there are many Rishonim that already say that even though we began our shiur today discussing the wording in the Ksuba where it says the Chazil Chim Midaraisa, that's only by Ksuba Vabasula where those words may be appropriate. But in the Ksuba Vahamana, where we have now everybody agreeing that that is only a Chiv de Rabbanon, we should not have the words and the Ksuba of an Almana, the Chazil Chim Midaraisa. There is a machlokes amongst the Paiskim. If such words were written in the Ksuba of Almana, must they be corrected, erased, etc.? Or if they're written, we can leave them there, even though it's a Ksuba of an Almana. Says the Gemara, Hahud Asal Kamei Rav Nachman. There was a chassan that after he did beer with his kala, says, Pesa Pesuach Matzasi. He said to Rav Nachman, Pesach Petzuch Matzasi. And as the Shita points out, what did she say? What he says, she says, it's not true. So the question is that do we believe him or not? What will be if, says the Shita, if she says, yes, I was not a Basula, but I was violated. What will be the halach? Or she says, Amukas Eitzani, which we discussed and will discuss. That's why she says, I don't have psulim. What will be the case then? So the Rishonim say that in that case, she will be believed. Why? Because that falls into the category of Bari Vishema. She is claiming a definitive claim. He is not able to definitively say that she had an appropriate adulterous relationship. And halacha is that whenever we have a situation of Bari Vishema, where one person is making a definitive claim and the other's claim is not definitive, the halacha is Bari Vishema Bari Adif. So again, if she would explain why she's not a psula with a good explanation, according to the Shita, she would be believed. The case here is referring to a situation where he's saying she's not a psula and she's saying she is, and the question is he Neman or not? So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to his assistants, Asbua Kufri, give him Malchus with a stick which has thorns on it. He deserves a very serious Malchus. Mevrchasa Mechavitale is in the city of Berchasa. Apparently, there were women who were prostitutes. As he's so familiar, how is he, a person that was never married before, so familiar to be able to say that Pesach Pesuach? Ask the Gemara. So obviously Rav Nachman is saying that we're not going to believe him. Not only are we not going to believe him, we're giving him malchus, because how do you know? But ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman Udama Mehemen. Is there Rav Nachman the Mandamer in our Sugya who says that he is believed to say it? Answers the Gemara, these are two separate halachas. Mehemen, the halacha, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, that if the husband says Pesach Pesuch Metzasi, he's believed. And not only is he believed, but she loses her ksuba, is true. This malchus is for a different reason. Because Masabin like Kufri, the reason that we give him malchus is because how did you know this? Obviously, you did things that you weren't supposed to do, that you should become such an expert in knowing. And for that, we give him malchus. Ra'acha Mishani, Ravachi explains Rav Nachman's position differently. Indeed, he says that under certain circumstances, we will not believe. And under certain circumstances, we will believe. What are the circumstances? Kama bocher, a person who was never married before. So an individual who was never married before, how can you know? So therefore, says Rashi in explaining Ravachi's opinion, number one, we won't believe him when he says Pesach Pesuch, because from where are you to know? And number two, you're going to get malchus. The malchus is not specifically because we know that he acted inappropriately when he was single, because now we're not saying that. We're giving him malchus that for having the chutzpah of saying this about her. How could you say this? Who are you to say this? How do you know what you're talking about? So we don't believe you because you don't know what you're talking about, and you also get malchus for speaking that way. However, the Rashba says that even though we don't trust him and we give her the ksuba and we give him malchus, says the Rashba, he still can't live with her, because as we go back to the previous year, there's the concept of Shavya Nashachaticha Desura. He is declaring that I consider her also to me. By him declaring that she's also to him, we had the concept in our previous year of Shavya Nashachaticha Desura, and he can't live with her. He just can't make her lose the ksuba, and he gets malchus for what he did. Kam benosui, whereas if a person was married previously, so he does have the experience, and if he says Pesach Pesuach, he's believed. Says the Gemara, Udos will come back to Rav Gamliel. Amalei, and he said to Rav Gamliel, Pesach Pesuach Metzasi. Amalei, Shema Hitisop. Maybe when you did the Bia, you did it in a fashion that you shouldn't feel that the Pesach is Pesuach, but it really, that Pesach was closed. Maybe you did it in such a fashion, but really it was Pesach Noel. And he told him, how can we understand this happening? A person's walking in the dark, and he can't find the door. Hita, and he starts tapping to find the door. So he didn't see the door open, but just he did it in a way in being able to find the door open. Loi hita. But if he won't do it that way, if he won't try to find the door, there's no way for him to see that the door is open. Matzano. So the simple way of learning the Gemara is that the person taps. And if he taps the wall, when he gets to the door is somewhat ajar. And since the door is somewhat ajar, he'll be able to see that the door he walked into is open. Here too, he did the bia in such a fashion. Sometimes the bia is not done in such a fashion. According to this, the chassan, even though he's claiming Pesach Pesuach, will be allowed to remain with his wife, because we're saying Shema Hetisa. That, however, is a machloikis rishonim. Most rishonim learned the Gemara that way. When Rav Gamliel said to him Shema Hetisa, what he was saying was to him that it probably wasn't Pesach Pesuach and you could stay with her. But there are Rishonim that say, what Gamliel meant to say was, you don't have the ability to make her lose her ksuba, because maybe it really wasn't Pesach Pesuach. But as far as you continuing to live with her, that you maybe can't continue living with her, because we go back to the concept of Shavya Nashach Ticha Desura. Ikadamri, but others say, Amalei, Rav Gamliel said to that chosun, Shema B'mezer Tisa. Maybe you deliberately did B in such a fashion because v'kart l'dasheva avra. What you did was, it was Pesach no, but you did it in a way that the psulim were broken, and even though it's not noticeable. And he said, where he's going in the dark, if he tries to break open the door, he'll find the door open. But he won't try to open the door, no. Here too, if you wouldn't have done the way, if you wouldn't have done the bia, the way you did the bia, you would have indeed found it to be a Pesach no. You did the bia in such a fashion that it looks like a Pesach Pesuach when it really wasn't. Says the Gemara, Udos L'Kamei, the Gemara by Rebbe. V'amrelei, Rebbe Baalti, I did bia with my kala, for Le'mitzosi Dam. And there were no Dam Psulim, and that's clearly an indication that she's not a Psula. Amalei Rebbe. So the woman said to Rebbe Gamliel, to Rebbe, Psula Yisi. I was a Psula. I know for sure I'm a Psula. Amalehem. So Gamliel said to them, Hivili Oisasuda. Please bring to me the sheet that you had the Maisa be on, and I'll be able to investigate if there was Dam on that or not. Hivili Oisasuda. And they brought to him that sheet, v'shar b'mayim, and they soaked it in water, v'chipsu, and then they cleaned it, u'matzala dam, and they found on it, indeed, some dam on it. And the reason that they didn't see the dam originally was because the shechva zera, the husband's semen, covered that dam. But now when they got that zera off the sheet, they saw the dam, amaloi. So now Gamliel told the chassan, Leich v'zakei b'mecha. She's 100% your kala, and everything is fine. Because that it's clear there was dam, and the dam is dam psulim. Amalei, huna ma'barei d'rovim v'zakei l'rashi. Anan namin hachi. So maybe every time he asked that such a shayla comes to us, should we go through this investigation? Amalei, giyat shalanu, the giyats that we do in Bavel, that after we wash the clothing, we rub it with a stone, kikibush lahem. The kibush in Bavel is not strong enough, is not good enough as the kibush in Eretz Yisrael. And the way most Rishonim explain is that the water in Eretz Yisrael is a much better water than the water in Chutz Laretz. And therefore the water in Chutz Laretz will be able to get rid of any zara and be able to see if there was dam or not. The water in Chutz Laretz doesn't do it. V'yamr navet giyutz, and if you'll say that, so indeed, in Chutz Laretz, we can't just do kibus, because as we just explained, the water isn't good enough, so why don't we do giyutz, and that should be the way to tell if there's dam or not. Says the Gemara, the mevarav lechumita, because as we just said, giyutz includes not just washing the sheet with water, but rubbing it with a stone. And when we rub it with the stone, not only will the zera come off, but also the dam, the psulim, will come off. And therefore, kibus alone in Chutz Laretz isn't adequate because the water doesn't clean properly. Kibus plus giyutz in Chutz Laretz is also not going to work because the kibus, that will take away the dam. The Chelkis Mechaikik says that Bizman Azeh, we don't know how to do this Bedika, and therefore even in Eretz Yisrael, where the Gemara is saying that Eretz Yisrael Degu water is much better water, we can't rely on doing this procedure. Says the Gemara, Hu Das L'Kamei D'Rav Gamliel by Rebbe. Amalei, and this individual said to Rav Gamliel, Rebbe Ba'alti, I did be here with my Kala, V'loi Mitzos Adam, but there was no Dam. Amalei, and she says to him, Rebbe, she says to him, a dying basula, ani, I am a basula. I know for certain that I am a basula. Amalehem, so Rebbe said, Rav Gamliel said to them, Hevili shtei shvachas, bring to me two maids, achas basula v'achas beula. One is a basula, one of them is a basula, one of them is a bula. Hevilu, and they brought such, they did that, v'shivanayim pechavish shel yayin, and they had them sit with their legs spread over a barrel of wine. Bula, the one who was a bula, so the aroma of the wine was able to go through her body, and Reicha Noidif, and the aroma came out through her mouth. So we saw, because the Pesach was Pesuach, the Besula ain't Reicha Noidif. So the reason they did this is because they wanted to establish if this is going to work. Once they established that this worked, Af Zui Shiva, they took this girl and they put her on top of the barrel of wine, and the aroma didn't come out. Clearly indication that she was a Besula. Amalai, so at that point, Gamliel said, we were able to definitively prove that this girl is a Besula, and Lech Zakeba Mecha, your marriage is fine. Where does this test come from? The Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Amud Beis, teaches us that in the time of, there was the story of Pelegish Begiva, where Klal Yisrael killed all the people of Yavesh Gilad because they refused to join with the rest of Klal Yisrael in taking and doing battle with Shevet Binyamin. But they made a rule that any Besula that survived from that city should become wives to Shevet Binyamin. Because they had made a rule that nobody should marry Shevet Binyamin. They had wiped out a big portion of Shevet Binyamin. And there was a real concern that the entire Shevet Binyamin would be eradicated. Because they wanted to avoid that from happening, what they did was they made a new rule that anybody, any Besula from that city, Yavesh Gilad, can marry from Shevet Binyamin. But they had to be able to determine who is a Besula and who is not a Besula. The way they were able to make that determination was with this test. Ask the Gemara. But they went through this procedure. They first did the shivchas, and then they did the actual kala. But ask the Gemara, v'nivdik mikar begavo, why didn't they take the kala immediately? Answers the Gemara. Gemara avishmilei. They had a Kabbalah, as we just learned from the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, that this type of an examination works. However, they never actually practiced this type of examination. The Savar, and therefore Gamliel was concerned, maybe I'm not expert enough to be able to do this type of an examination that it should be definitive. And therefore, he was concerned to take a Jewish girl, even though she was completely dressed, it's still inappropriate that she should sit on top of a barrel with her legs spread. So first they took two shvachis and they did the test with them. And that way we were able to make the determination that she was indeed, that the test works. Once we were able to decide that the test works, now he went and tested the girl and was able indeed, Baruch Hashem, to prove that this girl was a Besula. And in fact, the Chalkis Mechaiki goes on to say that once he shows that he knows how to do the test, every time we have to do the test, we don't have to bring Shvachas. We could just go to test, do the test immediately. Says the Gemara, there was a Chassan that came to Gamliel Zaken, Amalei, and he said to him, Gamliel, Rabbi Ba'alti V'lei Mitzosi Dam. I did beer with my Kala, and there were no Dam Psulim. Woman explained, Rebbe, Mishpachas Durtki ani, I come from this family of Durtki, Sheilem dam lo yinidav lo dam psulim, that we don't have dam. So the fact that there was no dam is in no way an indication that I am not a psula. Says the Gemara, Badek Reb Gamliel b'Kravsa, Reb Gamliel indeed checked out her relatives, Umatzah to Gavrel, and he found that what she said was correct, Amaloi, and he told the Chosin, Lech v'zakei b'mecha. You could go and stay married to her. Ashrecha, shezachis l'mishpachas durkati. And he said at this point, you are lucky that you married such a girl, because she doesn't have a lot of dam, so she doesn't become a nida, and all the shilas of nida, and also that because she doesn't become a neder, you don't have the shilas, and you're typically going to be able to have relations with her. So the Gemara goes to explain, my dor to ki, dor to ketua. It means a family that won't have children. And explains the Gemara. Amar Chanina, Tenchun Mishal Hevel, Nichmar Gamliel Isaish. Rav Gamliel told him, you're fortunate that you married a woman that doesn't have dam. But it really wasn't, it isn't really such great news. The Tanir of Chia, Shem Shasar Yafel Isa, just like when you put yeast with the dough, it causes the dough to rise and be a good dough. Kach Gamim Yafim Lisha. A woman who experiences her periods is good. The Tanim Shiramea, Kol Isha Shedemeh Merubim, any woman who has a big flow, but not Merubim. Itmar, Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba Amar, Zechei B'Macha Amar Lei. He said, you're lucky. Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba Amar, he actually said, Neschai B'Macha Amar Lei. You're not so lucky. So it says the Gemara. Bishlam Mandam Neschayiv, according to Mandam Adar Abchia, Rabbi Gamliel actually did not tell him that you were so fortunate, because that's what we just learned from Rav Chanina. Because Rav Chanina said that a woman that doesn't have a serious flow won't have a lot of children. Elaman da Amar, according to Man da Amar, that what Rav Gamliel said to this chosin was zechei, that you're fortunate. What is the question? If she's not going to be able to have children, Mais Chuso, where is he being so fortunate? Answers the Gemara, where he was fortunate was the Loyasil Day Suffolk Nida. As we explained, at least what will happen here is that there won't be many Shilas with this Chosin and Kala, with this husband and wife, with Hilchas Nida. Ha'ud Aslaka made the Rebbe. There was an individual, Chosin came to Rebbe, Amalei, and he said to Rebbe, Ba'alti v'lem etzasi dam. I did beer with my Kala, but there was no dam basulim. Amalei Rebbe, a dam basulim ayisi. I was still a basula, and the reason there was no dam basulim, because shnei b'tzuras hava. It was a time of hunger, and I was dehydrated. And when a woman is dehydrated, she says, that's what prevents the dam basulim from exiting her body. Ra Rebbe Shepanesh Kairim. And Rebbe indeed saw that her face was black, her complexion was weak. Apparently, clearly a proof that she was indeed dehydrated. Sivalein v'chnisul merchetz. So Rebbe said, take it to a merchetz and wash her, v'chil v'shkil, give it to eat and give it to drink. V'chnisim v'cheder. And then they went again back into their bedroom. Ubal u'motzodam. Amlei lech zakei v'mecha. Kar Rebbe Eliam. Sofak aram al atzmam. If you see that the skin is sticking to the bones, that they're emaciated because they didn't eat, you should know it's because Yavish HaYaka eats, because they're dried out, they dehydrated because they haven't eaten, and that's why there was no dam either. There's a very interesting tshuva for Ramosha Zatzal, and the Shalos tshuva is Igris Moshe, Evan Ezer Chelik Gimel Simen Chav Zayin. Ramosha discusses where there was a girl who was a psula that was 20 years old, and she has the Shtei Saris, but she never had a period. And the doctors say that it's very possible when she'll get married, her getting married will cause her to be able to get a period and have children. The question that was asked to Rav Moshe, is the father allowed to marry her off without telling the chassan that his wife never had a period? Or is that considered a kedusha tos? Says Rav Moshe, that our Gemara is a raya that marriage is not considered a kedusha tos. Because our Gemara says that this woman claimed she was a durgati, and Rav Gamliel indeed was able to determine that her family was mishpachas durgati, and yet Rav Gamliel said they could get married. What does it mean? He said Rav Gamliel nowhere in our Gemara said that she can't have children. All the Gemara said is that she's not going to have a lot of children because she doesn't have a big flow. But she certainly could have children. And since she certainly could have children, it will not be considered a mekach tos. Of course, says Rav Moshe, if it's a girl, Rachmana Litzlan, who can't have children at all, her parents are aware that her children can't have children, then the halacha is that would be a mekach tos. If the parents of the girl, did not tell the husband that she can't have children. And in such cases, Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins that even though it's a mekach tos, the appropriate thing is that they should get divorced. It isn't that we should just let them separate with the claim of mekach tos and not even require a get. It's very hard for anybody to take that approach to say that there was a mekach tos and no divorce is required. The halacha is that they should get divorced, but the woman is not entitled to ksuba. She's considered a balmum, that the husband should have told her parents should have told that to the chassan, and by them not having told that to the chassan, that was something very wrong, and they did the wrong thing, and the halacha is that she should not get a ksuba. And the Cheshuki Chemed says that it depends. Again, if she knew that she has this issue, that she can't have children, and she still sort of misled the chassan, says the Cheshuki Chemed, the halacha is that the money that he spent on the wedding, on his part of paying for the wedding, should be returned to him because he was misled and they knew that they were misleading him. If it wasn't like that, it was more like in the case that we're discussing in our Gemara, where it's a situation that they could have children, although maybe not to the same degree, then the halacha is that she's entitled, that he can't make her pay back for his share of the wedding. So as we've been learning, at the time of a wedding, the husband writes a ksuba, and in the ksuba are delineated that the obligation from a husband to wife, and also delineated that if the husband were to divorce her or she dies, she's going to be entitled to the ksuba. So says the Mishnah, Besula ksuba asa masayim. The ksuba of a besula is masayim zos. Amana, the ksuba of amana is a mana, 100 zos. Besula, if you have a girl who's a besula, but she was an amana from Erisin. So this girl is a besula because she only had Erisin, and before she could have Nesuin, her husband died or her husband divorced her, or you have a woman who was a grusha. And again, a concept that we've discussed in many of our shurim, a woman who's a rusa, midarais, is a full-fledged Eishes Ish. And therefore, but they never had Nesuin, they never had relations. So if the husband divorces her, or you had Erisin, a man and a woman were murasas and terrible. The husband died before they ever could have Nesuin. But as we just discussed, such a woman is considered an Eishes Ish. And therefore, if her husband dies without children, she has to have Yibim Chalitza. So she had Chalitza from Erisin, but she's still a Psula. In all these cases, since the woman isn't actually a Psula, so she's entitled to the halach is ksubasa masayim v'yeshlem tanis besulim. Since they're entitled to a ksuba of a besula, if the husband has relations with her and it turns out that she didn't have the dam besulim, all the issues that we've been discussing in our shiurim, pesa pesuach, where he says there was no dam, he has that claim because he married her on the basis that she was a besula. Ask the Gemara, my amana, amar avhana bagdita, amana shemana. The name amana comes because she gets only a mana for a ksuba. Ask the Gemara, ba'amana me'erisim ha'ikol meima. We just learned in our Mishnah that the almana me'erisim gets masayim. So why is the almana for me'erisim called an almana? Answers the Gemara, either the hakar le'almana, since the almana me'erisim is called an almana for good reason, Hanami Karla Amana, so even the Amana from the Erisin, whose ksuba is Masayim, is also called an Amana. Ask the Gemara, but this rule that the Amana gets Amana is only a din de Rabbanan. For as we discussed at the beginning of our shir, even if we'll hold that the ksuba of a Basula is a Daraisa, everybody agrees that the ksuba of Amana is a de Rabbanan. But yet we find the word Amana in the Torah. Why? Where's the mana? A mana midak siv beraisa ma'ekla meima. Answers the Gemara, the reason the Torah uses the word almana in describing such a woman is because I see the rabbanon the mesikle mana. The Torah already wrote it on what's going to be in the future. Ask the Gemara, miksiv kral asid, is that the way psukim are written? Answers the Gemara, in. The pasuk says, in Parshas Bereishis, v'shem enarad hishlishi chideko, hu aholich kidmas asher. That river goes kidmas asher. V'tan Rabbi Yosef, asher, Ashur, what is Asher Zuslika? And the question is, mi havoi, did that city exist in Parshas Bereishis? Ela da Sida. The Torah was writing about something that will be. Here too, says the Gemara, the Torah calls Amana, because it's talking about the future. Hochnam da Sida. Vamar Chanabag the Torah. Matar, rain, has many big advantages. Mashka, it gives the earth the liquid that it needs. Marva, it causes it to grow. Umazabal, it fertilizes it. Umadain, it makes the fruit that's growing better. Umamshich, and it causes the fruit to come out. Amar Rav, Rabbi Rishmov, Vitaim Rabbi Yisham, and Maikra. The pasuk says in Tehillim, when it speaks about rain, Tulamea Ravei Nachas, the rows of planted fruits come out. The raindrops cause them to come out. At Simcha Tavarech, that whoever comes out is blessed. Omer Lazar, Mizbeach. Why is the Mizbeach called the Mizbeach? Because the Mizbeach has many very positive attributes. Mizbeach, it takes away our sins. Umezin, in the Schus of the Kabbonis, we have Brocha, we have Panos in the world. A mechaviv, it causes the Klai Yisrael should be beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mechaper, it gets them forgiveness on the Averis. But ask the Gemara, but Hainu mechaper, Hainu mezich, isn't that the exact same thing? It says the Gemara, Meziach, Exeris, if Chas V'Shalom, there are bad decrees against Klai Yisrael, the Mizbeach, the Kabbonis that we bring on the Mizbeach, causes them to fall away, and it's mechaper davoinis. V'am Rav Chama, Bagdatar Tamri, dates, are very healthy. Meshachnanon, they cause the body to become warm. Mazban, they cause the body to feel satiated. Meshalshlam, they cause the body to have diarrhea, to be able to have the waste exit the body. Ma'ashron, it strengthens the body. V'loy mefankon, even though they have all of these positive attributes, they don't cause that a person should only want to eat expensive, delicious food. Amrav, ochel tamarim, if somebody ate dates, al yoyra, because they cause the person to get tired, they bring fatigue. And when a person is fatigued, he's like a shikur, and somebody in that situation is not allowed to pass on shayla. Of course, the Rishonim point out that even though it is halacha shesuya yayin, somebody who eats these dates is not considered a shesuya yayin. He's not up to that category. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, tomorrow Mashachas for Arfis, Yofis. If you eat them in the morning, and the evening after your meal, it's great. Mincha, but you eat them in the afternoon, raws. They're not good. But Tzarayim, if you eat them in the afternoon, ain't kamoisam. They're very, very good. Mevat l'shlosh dvorim. They tell us three things to go away. Machshava ra, the people who are depressed. Chayli me'ayim, or somebody who has a stomach ailment, v'tachtoni, so somebody who's suffering from ailments. So how could you say that eating dates, you shouldn't be able to paskin? Here we see that dates put you in the right frame of mind. Says the Gemara, mi amrina d'loy malu, says the Gemara, I never said that they're not good. Rav never said they're not good. Aluya malu, they're fantastic. However, fishat the tardo, right after you eat them, you're tired and you can't think clearly. It says the Gemara, midah v'chamra. You see the similar by wine. Damamar, hashosh revias yain al yoyret. Even though wine is very delicious and wine is very good, still you can't pass on a shayla right after you drank wine. V'bay say malay kasha. Hamakam in the hamra. This that we said the dates are not good if you ate them before your meal. Halabas nama, but if you ate them after your meal, they're great. Damabaya, amali aim. We have in Shas that Abaye was raised. He was an Amona. That's why he was called Abaye. He was a Yosem. That's why he was called Abaye. Asher b'chor Yeruchim Yosem. And he was raised by a woman who taught him many things. And she told him, Tamri mekamen dahara, if you eat dates before you eat your meal, kinagala de kula. It's like taking a axe to a tree. You're ruining the tree. Basan the hammer, but after you ate the meal, kavala dasha. It's good like a bolt in a lock, which strengthens the lock. Dasha. So since the Gemara mentioned the lock, Amarava, what is a dasha? Why is that bolt called a dasha? Derech sham. Because that's how you walk into the house. Darga, what does darga mean? Steps. Amarava, derech gag. That's how you're able to walk up to the roof. Purya, why is a bed called a purya? Amra papa, shaparim v'ravan alea. Because that's where people have relations and they're able to have children. Amra v'nachem b'yitzchak, af anan noimar. Illness. A woman who's not able to have children is called an illness. It's because of the chronis. It's like a male deer that loyalda, a male obviously cannot have children.